Welcome to TVB Talks. I'm Nana Evans, and on this episode, we will be talking about the new film called Drift with producer and lead actress Cynthia Erivo.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's a lovely day. I'm super excited to be talking to you as well. Please describe your life at the moment in one word or a sentence.
Oh my goodness. It's very adventurous right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that. Riding through life.
Yeah.
This film is absolutely stunning. So I watched it today. So I wrote down my thoughts as the credits were rolling and my heart was pounding. And I just had a huge desire for Jacqueline to win.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, that was the lasting impression. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Please share with us how this film landed in your hands and what were the circumstances that led to your involvement in more ways than just acting?
Yeah, so 2016, my agent sent the script to me and he had been friends with a wonderful person called Bill Paxton, who was supposed to direct. And I read this script, this is whilst I was on Broadway, and fell in love with the character, fell in love with the piece.
Yeah.
And I said yes immediately. And I knew I was going to be doing it after The Color Purple, but before we had gotten there, Bill had passed away. So I thought that the film was not going to be happening anymore.
Right.
In 2019, I believe, his wife came back to my agent and asked if we could continue on the journey. I think by then I'd done Harriet and I had started looking at having a production company. I'd also just done The Outsider. So that film had come back again. And this time I asked if I wanted to be a producer on it. And I said yes immediately because I wanted to help in any way possible to make this film happen.
Is this your first producer credit?
This is my first real producer credit, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, carry on.
So we started working on it. We had a director, Anton Chen, and I took on a bit of the mission of trying to get some of the money for it. This is like a true indie film. We only made it for $4 million. We were on location and that's sort of how it came together, really. I guess you could say I was a glutton for punishment. I knew it was going to be hard work, but I was really willing to do it. Yeah.
What was the hardest part in juggling both roles?
Being in scenes that were really emotional and physically taxing, whilst also trying to be a producer on set. You know, you could be in the middle of something, but you're also trying to consider the time that we have or the amount of light that you have or when the breaks are supposed to happen or if we're running out of money or if I have to go somewhere, what the implications mean for us cost-wise and all of those things were happening. You can never tell when you're doing an independent movie. Any number of things can happen and then you've got to sort them out on site. And so that's kind of what was happening. And I mean, I wouldn't have changed it for the world, to be honest. I'm really proud of being able to do that. And I'd do it again in a heartbeat, but it was just tough.
So like, would you do that again? Or would you separate it off if there's a project that comes along? Would you be like, actually, I could be producer, but would you merge the two again?
I would do both. I would be happy to be producer and actor at the same time again. I think the reason I would love to be producer without being an actress is because I desperately want to create some spaces for other people. Like I want to be on set as someone who can just be the support system for someone and for the piece. So I would do both. What a piece calls for. If the piece calls for me to be in it and it makes sense, then I'll do it. If the piece calls for me to be on the outskirts and looking in and making sure things are provided where they need to be provided, that's also what I'll do.
Do you have your production company set up now?
Yeah, it's called Edith's Daughter. Yeah. It's a little tiny company. We've got an exec producer and vice president in Salome Williams. And we're starting to add people to our staff, which is really exciting.
No, that's made me very happy. Okay. You really did portray the complexity of the trauma in a way that really drew me in wholeheartedly. How did you research and give life to the role of Jacqueline?
My mother was I think she was maybe 15 during the Biafran War. So she was there. So I had a couple of conversations with her about her experiences And that was really helpful just to understand what the sort of mentality would have been, this survival mentality, needing to get through it and needing to make it through to the next day. And also the script gave me a lot. You have to sort of trust that a script that is that quiet is all the words you need, you know, to trust in the fact that, like, she doesn't need to say very much. Everything can be in her eyes, everything can be in her body. And I think the key to her is that she desperately doesn't want anyone to know that that's what she's going through. And actually, that's the telltale sign. Like, I'm going to pretend that I'm fine. I'm totally fine, and no one will know, and everything is fine. And actually, you're watching someone who isn't fine at all. And I think that is the thing that provided me with the tools to be able to tell her story as truthfully as possible. That it wasn't about showing how in danger she was, or showing how hard it was for her, but it was about showing how desperately she wanted no one to know it.
While wearing the same clothes. I loved it.
It seemed different by wearing a red scarf, and those things that are still part of her, the dignity in it, the wanting to maintain dignity and elegance in a way. Even though you don't necessarily have the means to do so, still trying to maintain those patterns that she used to have, tidiness and the keeping everything just so, even though it doesn't matter to anyone but her,
Just brilliantly done. Like, while I was watching it, I hadn't thought about this in ages, but my family actually left Ghana in the late 70s at the coup when JJ Rowlands took over. I wasn't born yet, but it just took me back to the stories that I heard, and it wasn't as dramatic, but I really hadn't lended any kind of empathy to my dad, who I think never got over it. But I'm 43. I was conceived during that time, actually, probably how I came about while we were leaving Ghana. Yeah, I just had never really thought about it. But I think because of the pacing of this film, it allowed me to really start thinking about what they probably went through and just that state of being affluent in Ghana and having to leave and coming back here to live in a council flat. You really took me back there. I was really like, oh my God, this film is very special. Which leads me to, what is your dream for this film? Like, what do you want the audience to get from it?
I desperately want people to see this. I really do. I love this piece so much because I think it gives us a chance to take a step back and look at what it is to be a human. And it gives us a chance to extend our humanity. I think there are times often in our lives where we walk past people, assume they're going through something or not going through anything, and don't take the time to notice. And I think it'll make us think twice about who we're looking at. A person can be dressed completely normally and they look like everything is fine, but actually they may be going through it. And we just don't know. And this thought, I hope, will help us to maybe extend a little bit more empathy towards people, even when we, believe that they're totally fine. I want people to watch this and walk through life with a little bit more empathy that's directed towards people.
I hope that comes across as well. I hope people understand that, especially in this moment in time where there is so much displacement and wars going on everywhere, that actually they are a human going through a process. Like, it's not, they're not figures. Like, it really is like that is somebody's life that is totally disrupted and they're
And I keep saying to people that I think we sometimes believe that a person is just the circumstance that they're in. And I think that I want people also to, like, look at people as more than just the circumstance. Like, someone's been through something, yes. But behind all that, like, there's a potential for joy and laughter and style and happiness and all of those things that they don't have the means to show right now, but they have that within them. They just haven't been afforded the time or space or means to do so. And so it behooves us not to look beyond the thing you see on the surface and the thing that they've been through. And so that's where we distinguish what the difference between pity and empathy.
Exactly
Pity
that.
is when you just see the thing that someone's been through. Empathy is understanding someone is going through something, but they're more than that.
Yeah. I definitely feel like the film took me on that journey, and it really did. It opened up something in me anyway that I hadn't thought about. I
Yeah.
probably got told about this 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just a story, you know, it comes up from time to time. But yeah, I really sat with it and I was like, no, this is super special. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think you played the character brilliantly. And
Thank you.
everybody should go and see it for real, for real.
Thank you.
Definitely. Going back on questions that I have to ask you, I have so many things that other stuff that I want to ask you, but I must go through what AK has told me to. Okay. All right. So also what she's asked me to ask you is, what are you reading at this moment, if you're reading anything?
I'm terrible because I read more than one book at once, and that it takes me a while to finish books because I'll go jump from one book to the next. So I'm reading Fourth Wing. I'm reading there's something about the Swans by about Truman Capote. And I am reading Barbara Streisand's autobiography. Those are the three things I'm sort of like flitting between.
All going on at once. So how long have you been doing films for? Is it like 6 years? Or is it longer?
The first time I did a film was 2017. So yeah.
Yeah, you're on 6 years. Do you feel like a rookie still, like a newbie, or are you moving into the mature phase of, okay, I know my career, I know what I'm gonna do?
I feel like I'm like, if there's a middle part between rookie and knowing everything, I think I'm in the middle part.
Yeah.
I think I still have like a little rookie in me, just because there's like things I want to learn and things I haven't done yet. But I think I've done a lot so far in this amount of time. I'm certainly not at the, I'm not towards the end yet. I'm not like, I don't think I've got to the place where I'm just like, I know everything now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still looking at my Meryl Streeps and Viola Davises and thinking, well, this is great, and Regina King's. And
you have such varied roles.
yeah,
what's your process for picking? How do you select?
The person is interesting to me. It doesn't matter whether they're villain or hero. That doesn't necessarily interest me. What interests me is whether or not I have an understanding of what the character wants. And whether or not I've met them. If I haven't met them before, and I say this every single time I'm asked the question, because it really, I really mean it. If I haven't met this person and I'm interested in who they are, then I want to play them, because that's really the only way I can meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like getting to know a person that you haven't met before, you know.
Yeah.
And in doing that, it means that I get to learn a couple of things about myself. Like it's a challenge. If it scares me a little bit, I'll probably want to do it too. Hearing it, I'm gonna be like, okay, this is a new thing. I'm gonna lean towards it. Yeah.
So what's on your bucket list?
There is a film called Prima Facie that I'm supposed to be doing, and we're trying to finish up like getting our funding for it, and I really want to do that. I'm excited about doing that. On my bucket list, I want to do a real, true, full-on action movie. Just
wow.
Throw everybody all over the place, because I like doing my own stunts, and I've been doing my own stunts in any of the things, and I love getting and I do want to play a villain, because I haven't necessarily been able to, or a gray area is what let's say a gray
okay.
area,
Okay.
you can't really, you don't know if you like her or you do. I want to play someone who has no interest in whether you like her or not. She just
Complex and is
complex
doing her thing. Yes.
Yeah. I want to play someone who will make you go, oh, for God's sakes, and she might be right there at the same time.
That's coming. It's gonna
rom
happen.
Rom-coms. We'll try rom-coms at some point. You know, I think it could be fun to do something like that. Whatever. And any more, like I love the world of like sci-fi and magic and all of that sort of great big world building things I want to do. Yeah.
Yes, like a classic or a new classic
Yeah.
Afrofuturism. I could
Yes.
absolutely see you bossing.
Well, I absolutely want to do that for sure.
Yeah. And where is your happy place?
It right here in my office.
Yeah.
I've made it like a little oasis. There's plants all over the place, and yeah, I love this little place. Yeah.
Are you missing the UK?
I miss it sometimes. And I think I'm lucky because everything I've done in the last 2, 3 years has been shot in London with
Oh, fabulous.
Pinocchio, Wicked. We all sh with everything's been shot there. Even Drift, actually, we shot a week in the UK as well. So,
Oh, really?
yeah. Everything keeps sort of bringing me back there, which is really nice. It feels like going back to it. So it
Okay.
feels like UK is also home from home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have plans to do something here with your production company? I'm just thinking of like so many of the Black Brits now have actually like gone to America and you've been hugely successful. Is there a part of the community that is like actually we should come back to Britain and do something there as well? Like, is that a part of your plans?
Maybe, but you can only do that if it's welcome. If we're welcome, if there's space for us to do it, then I'm game to go wherever I need to go to make the art that I want to make, you know. If there isn't a space, I'll find somewhere else to do it, you know.
It
I
will
can't
happen.
be reliant on a place and waiting for a place to make space for me. I have to make space for myself. So I will be there, you know, with bells on if there is space for me. And we will keep coming back and giving, like offering things. And if it's not, the offer isn't taken, we take it somewhere else and go and make it somewhere else.
Oh, for real. Exactly. I just love your generation for actually really doing that because it's very inspirational. I have two boys
Yeah.
and the world is so different through their eyes because of what your generation has made possible.
Yeah.
That they can see characters that look like them, sound like them, where when I was growing up, there were few and far between.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Thank
Okay,
you.
so celebrate yourself,
Yeah.
make us proud. What are you proud of at this moment in time?
I am really proud of where I've been able to get to, not just as an actress, but when I sit here and I talk to my team, the things that we have on our docket, the little dream pieces that I think are going to be coming to the table very soon feel like they would have been so far away a few years ago, but
Right.
they're close. The conversations that we get to have, the scripts that we get to look at, the people that we get to talk to about those scripts, I feel really pleased about that. And there are a number of dreams and things that I wanted and willed to be possible, but there's always a little part of your brain that's like, is it possible? Is it going to happen? And they've happened, which is really lovely, you know.
Oh.
Who knew? It's a big giant magical film that we're about to step into and share with everyone, which is just a huge dream come true to be able to do that. And you know, sitting front row at, you know, a Louis Vuitton show, and you're part of the family. It just feels
Yes.
really, really special. But like also being able to, if my mom needs something, she's just like, hey, I need, can I? And she barely asks, doesn't ask for anything. So it means I can spoil her from time to time.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy. Being able to like wander about with my sister and still like the fact I love that my sister is proud of me, but still feels comfortable enough to be like with me.
Yes.
We'll still have a chilled, girly day out and it not feel anything other than normal. And I'm proud that I've been able to do all these big giant things, but still be able to hone in on people I care about and love. Yeah. That balance takes time to put back in place because things, you know, it things swing, it pendulums, but once you learn and figure it out, it all finds its like resting spot. And I'm pleased about where that is right now.
What got you there to your balance? What tools were you using, or words of inspiration, or even people that helped that happen? Because I understand that swing that can take place, but actually, how did you ground yourself into finding balance?
I am really lucky in that I've intuited some really wonderful people around me. And so I can ask the questions of people like, how do I do this? And what's the best way of moving through this in the right way? And some might say, get yourself a really good therapist. Make sure you check in with the people that you love. Keep checking in with those people so that you always have a place to go back to. You'll
Yeah.
never just flying alone, and I just listened. That's it. My best friend of, I mean, at this point, 20 years, we still talk down it every day.
Oh.
He took me to the airport when I first left London, 2015, and I think at least once a year we see each other. It might
Yeah.
not necessarily be in London. Sometimes it's in London. It might be he comes to Paris with me. I'll bring him to Paris with me because if we're doing the fashion show, I'll bring him with me, or I'll bring him here and he will meet up together, or on Zoom or FaceTime. I speak to him every day, and one of my other good friends, whose daughter is my goddaughter, who I love, she's like a sister. We might catch up every other week, or I just put these patterns in my life so that
Yeah.
I can check in with everyone. Whenever I go to London, I try and make sure that I have a day with my sister and it's just her and I. Those are the things. And I have a wonderful therapist who does not go easy on me up with things when I'm not doing the thing I need for myself. And that's what it is. I have good people around me, good loved ones. Yeah.
Just keeping mentally healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, when it comes to work, don't believe I ever stop learning. And so up until my drama teacher, my acting coach passed away. She was my acting coach when I went to RADA, and I never lost touch with her. So I would ask her to come and see things or watch things, and I would ask her what she thought. And I was never precious about what she would give me, all the advice that she would give me, if she liked something, if she didn't like something. Sometimes she would say I would garble my words, and I knew exactly what she meant. It meant I had gotten so comfortable in something that I was just saying the words were just falling out, and I wasn't taking the space.
Yeah.
And that kept me honest. And I still have vocal coaches. I never do, if I'm doing a film and I need to sing, a vocal coach is coming with me. Whenever you've heard me singing something, there's a vocal coach in the background who's been helping.
Yeah.
The vocal coach who I was working with on The Colour Purple still listens to all of my performances, and she'll text me and say, "You sound really healthy. Keep doing that. I thought you
Wonderful.
might, that might be a harsh note there, but it wasn't, and it was really healthy. I'm really proud of you. That D sounds fantastic there. That E sounds very clear." My other vocal coach who was on Wicked with me is like, "That's so clear. The clarity is good. The
Yeah.
diction's good." So all of that keeps me very honest. I know that there are people who are keeping their eyes on the work that I'm doing to
Yeah.
make sure that I'm still learning and bettering myself. And that's what keeps me grounded. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the relationship and process that you and Laura Mavulia went through to create the title song as well.
Yeah.
Did you know Laura before as well? Was
I
she
knew Laura before. I knew
okay?
Laura before. We hadn't worked together, but I knew her, and I've always thought she's just a spectacular human being, and a spectacular talent. And whilst I was out there in Greece, we're filming, and I make playlists whilst I'm filming for the character, for the space that I'm in, to sort of keep me in the world. And it doesn't matter what I'm playing, I always make a playlist for the character. I made a playlist, and on that playlist, a song called Father by her, by Laura,
Yeah.
made it to the playlist. And I'm gonna run one of these days, and this song is just like perfect. And I play it over and over again. And I think to myself, and I didn't intend to write the end credit song. I
Okay.
did not the intention. I did not go into this film going, "I'm gonna write the credit song. I'm gonna do that." That was not what I thought, because it was enough to do as it was
Yes,
anyway.
he's doing a lot.
It's a lot, you know? And I heard this song and I thought, oh my gosh, this is in the, this feels like it's the language of the piece. I thought to myself, okay, well, I think this is the person who can do this, and I think I want to do this with her, and I think we could get something really special.
Yeah.
So I messaged her, text her, and I asked her if she would do the song with me, and she said yes.
Oh.
I asked her before I told anyone else. I
Yeah.
asked her before I asked the rest of the production company. I asked her before I told anyone, and then when she said yes, I said, "So I want to do the end title credits and I want to do it with this person. She's already said yes. So that's
Oh.
that. I sent them the song Father. I told them to have a listen to it. I said, this is right. And they all agreed. But if they hadn't agreed, it still wouldn't have changed anything. I was still going to do it with her. I sent her, once we had finished filming, I sent her a little scene. And then finally, we were able to get her the whole movie. And when she watched the movie, she agreed to do it. She
Yeah.
was really moved. She was really moved by the I think she was moved by the water, how much there was in that there was in this film. And she sent me like the beginnings of something, and I knew immediately that it was right.
Yeah.
And so we meet together, we sit, we chat, we talk about what we want for it. She goes away, she makes the music, produces the beginnings of this, the sound. She starts her verse, and she's like, there's an end line that I can't quite think of and know what to write. And then there's the chorus, and I'm not sure. I feel like it should be, it will be. And so I think I come up with like the end line of hers, and she comes up with like maybe like the end line of mine, and we write the chorus together, and I write my verse, she writes her verse. And it really was like a beautiful collaboration. It took us maybe two recording sessions to get the whole thing.
Not even surprised. Your voices blend so well together as well. Like I could listen to albums of you two working together. There was just something in it. I was like, oh, this is such a perfect synergy. I wonder if they were friends before, because it just seemed to really work.
Yeah, she just got it. She just
Yeah.
understood,
She got it.
knew how to like play and like a phone calls about what do we want, how do we want this moment to come together? Do we want that voice to come through? Can we bring that more? Do we end it? She just got it. She just was brilliant.
I love them. We are almost out of time. When is the film coming out? If you could just and
Film is out on the 29th of March in London. Yeah, in the UK.
definitely urging everybody to go and see it. It is beautiful. It's brilliantly done as well. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for sharing
Thank
with
you.
us. Thank you. And have a lovely run. I can't wait for the next project as well.
Yes,
Hopefully, I'll be talking to you again.
you will, for sure, for sure.
Okay,
Thank
bless you.
you. Thank you,
Thanks
Anna.
so much.
Bye.